Yasu, and welcome to the 14th episode of
Musi. Are you greeting our listeners or asking them a question? What do you mean by Su?
Lol, Yasu is hello in Greek. And now, welcome to the 14th episode of
the Lavari Podcast.
Yes, so the greeting in Greek must be confusing, but the purpose behind it is today's topic. We are going to talk about the
scandalous and interesting.
What the hell, Musi? Scandalous, but yeah, to be fair, her personality in itself was very scandalous.
You guys still don't know who we are talking about, do you? We're going to talk about the very charming Cleopatra today.
Yes. Cleopatra was born in Egypt. She was the last pharaoh and Ptolemaic ruler. She was betrothed, or, you know, she was born with her brother. I mean, yeah, and she was also going to get married to him.
Yeah.
Ptolemy the 13th. How original. I mean, Ptolemy for 13 generations. Oh my God. And Cleopatra herself was what? Cleopatra 7th? So like 6 generations of Cleopatra before her. Lol.
By your age, like, don't they have new names? But okay. The other thing that is very strange and weird to me is incest everywhere. I'd never even heard of it until now. And then this entire concept keeps coming up everywhere. It started from Game of Thrones, then came to Cleopatra, and it goes all the way to Egyptian mythology as well. I cannot help but wonder, wouldn't this create a very difficult to solve genetic defect in the future generations? Well, I don't know. Never mind.
Lol, it's quite prevalent in many ancient literature texts though. And it makes me want to crack a rather dark but philosophical joke. Lol.
Bolo, bolo.
Like you said, genetic problems in the future generations. That's why humans are just, you know, weak. It took us years to become this competent, and still we are incompetent in front of nature.
Oho. Wow, wow. That's my sister.
Anyway, so after their father died, Cleopatra and her brother were made co-rulers. But this Ptolemy the 13th had this urge of becoming the only ruler. And he planned to overthrow Cleopatra, and of course, she was gone. She found shelter where Julius Caesar was, and at the same time, Caesar had sent some enemy of his away, who Ptolemy killed with the hopes that Caesar would favor him.
And well, the kahani of all Vaida people is that weird things happen with them, and so Caesar wasn't happy that Ptolemy killed that person, and Cleopatra took advantage of their newfound enmity, and as people say, and of course it is a strong word, and yet she seduced Caesar, which led to her brother, and who was like her betrothed as well, Ptolemy the 13th's death.
Lol, though using the word seduced feels wrong, nahi?
Hi.
I mean, Cleopatra was just as beautiful as any other woman, but it was her attractiveness. Her presence in itself kind of seduced people in a way. She was charismatic.
Yeah, like, just thinking about it, her personality must have been so captivating, and she would have been so witty and intelligent. Remember, we read the pillow paragraph. It was beautifully written. Wait, I'll read it. For, as they say, it was not because Cleopatra's beauty in itself was so striking that it stunned the onlooker, but the inescapable impression produced by a daily contact with her. The attractiveness and the persuasiveness of her talk and the character that surrounded her conversation was stimulating. It was a pleasure to hear the sound of her voice, and she tuned her tongue like a many-stringed instrument expertly to whatever language she chose. Which means, I think she knew like 9 languages, right?
Oh my God. Wow. Good for you, Cleopatra. Exactly. This paragraph was so beautifully written. It's like almost poetry. By the way, if you want to know, this was written by Plutarch, who also wrote about Mark Antony's life, one of the other popular lovers of Cleopatra. Before we move on to Mark, we need to appreciate the place that Caesar has made for himself and his son in this modern world.
Have you ever heard of the word Caesarian?
Ah, of course, bro. He was Caesar and Cleopatra's son.
Ruju, nah. It is this technique or procedure or whatever by which, you know, mothers who have trouble like giving a normal birth can actually give birth.
Hi, tumane khabar chhe ave.
Nah, yaar, Ruju, it is Cleopatra's son's name.
Hey, Bhagwan, you and your unavoidable puns.
Ha, huh, I mean, just imagine using this sentence. Julius Caesar's son, Caesarion, was hungry, and so Caesar said, "My little Caesar, why don't you order me some food?" He replied, "Sure, father, I'd like some pizza from Little Caesar's, but would you like a Caesar salad?"
"Yes, dear Caesarion, it'll be really healthy option for me and your mom after your brother who came from Caesarion section." That was like total lavari.
I know, right?
And Caesarion section seems like some hospital ward.
Yeah, you know, if I'd be Caesarion, I would ask, "But dad, why would my brother or sister be in my section?"
Wow.
Yeah, because you said Caesarion section.
Yeah, I got that, Musi.
Yeah, I just hope Julius wouldn't be as confused as you are right now. But okay.
No, I'm not confused at all.
Well, this was nice. So after that, getting back to like the reality of history and stuff, Caesar somehow died and his adopted son, Octavian's sister, Octavia, married Mark Antony. Mark Antony, indirectly and in some way, was Caesar's son-in-law. And he then had an affair with Caesar's lover, Cleopatra.
Babe, this is very confusing, huh? So yeah, of course, this affair upset Octavian and he was against Mark Antony and Cleopatra. They had three sons later. And Mark Antony and Cleopatra somehow started associating themselves with Isis, a goddess in Egyptian mythology.
Yeah, and I think I know why. Isis is known to be the goddess of the moon, but is also very closely linked to the throne because of a throne being her headdress. And yeah, probably that pissed people off even more. I mean, which human would claim that they are a god? So,
well, they did. And eventually, Octavian's hatred for these two acted as an asset. And some stories say that Antony died first and then Cleopatra committed suicide.
Yeah, and some say that they both committed suicide together. However, Cleopatra's method of killing herself is very well known, lol. They said that she convinced.
Emphasis on the convinced.
Yeah, that she convinced or like persuaded a cobra to bite her on her chest and she died.
What cobra?
No, the cobra wasn't the she, the Cleopatra was the she. But yeah, okay, never mind. It was a bad joke.
And they, well, they say that they both were buried together. And although people know where the park is, where, you know, the burial was there, the burial took place where they buried them. But they haven't been able to find its exact location yet, which is like really weird. I mean, you know where it is in this premises, but you don't know the exact location.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like Google Maps lost in India.
I know, right? This brings us to the end of this episode. And although Cleopatra's life might have been conflicted, we have got some nice amount of history to study and an amazing and clever woman's experiences and survival story to learn from. This is, although she died at a fairly young age and even her children were killed, you know, by Octavian, and then Egypt eventually got merged into the Roman Empire and blah, blah, blah.
Well, yes. I think it was pretty interesting to learn so much about a celebrated female leader. So now, how do we say it in Rome? Until next time, arrivederci and keep listening to
the Lavari Podcast.